This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
And I'm now joined in the studio by Rachel Lemon from Mondays. Hello there, Rachel.
Hi, Jackie.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Perhaps we could start off by finding out about a bit about your background. What were you doing before you became a lawyer with Mondays?
Well, I've had my whole career at Mondays, really. So before that, I was studying to become a lawyer. So I started at the firm about 15 years ago as a paralegal and then progressed to being a trainee solicitor and have spent my time since then qualifying into the family department. I'm now a partner there, specialising purely in family law.
And what appealed to you about family law? Why did you decide to specialise in that?
I always knew I wanted a career that involved me helping people, and I've always been interested in relationships, so family law seemed to be a good fit, really. It's quite a privileged role, I think, that I take. I'm invited into the most personal parts of people's lives during a really difficult time, and I enjoy it.
Right, and I believe a large part of that work is mediation. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, some of my work is mediation. So that involves me meeting with a couple, usually together, but not always. And the idea is that we have discussions through a series of joint sessions together about the issues that are between them and how we can resolve those. Quite often those issues are about the financial and children arrangements on the breakdown of a relationship, either a married relationship, so in a divorce scenario, or perhaps a cohabiting relationship.
And so how long does that process take normally?
It varies. That's a very common question that clients ask, actually. But it's a bespoke process. So it really depends how many issues there are, how complex those issues are, and how much progress we can make. So I try to sort of make sure we keep discussions on track, so we're not in a mediation process that goes on and on forever. It has to be a productive exercise so that people feel like they're getting something out of it and they're working towards their end goal, which is ultimately to reach an overall agreement.
And what are the current challenges in family law?
I think one of them is keeping up with the changing family unit. So at Mondays, I'm the head of our modern families sector. And the sort of traditional family unit, whilst it does exist, it's expanded greatly. So it's not unusual anymore to have a family unit that comprises of a single parent or two mum family, a two dad family, etc. And that was one of the reasons that we have developed our modern family sector at Mondays, to make sure that we're meeting that need. So as part of that, I advise clients on the legal implications of using donors. Many more families now are turning to assisted conception to have their families, and I also advise on surrogacy law. And just this in the last week, actually, the Law Commission has launched a consultation paper on reform that is required in relation to surrogacy law. And I think that is one of the challenges family law faces, but it's also one of the most exciting parts of family law, in that it has to change as society develops.
Yes, and interestingly, you're talking about your expertise in surrogacy law. So mm-hmm. Is that quite common for people to have surrogates these days?
It is, yes. It's increasingly common. But one of the elements of the Law Commission's report that's been flagged up is that there's not enough safeguards that are in place to protect people that are participating in surrogacy arrangements. So the proposals are there to hopefully put in place some safeguards to make sure that everybody knows exactly what they can expect from that arrangement, which ultimately should benefit the intended parents and obviously the child as well, and giving everybody certainty.
Because there's been a lot of cases, hasn't there, where the biological mother suddenly changes her mind.
I think those are probably the cases that hit the media. In actual fact, that that situation is quite unusual. And most surrogates, and certainly the surrogates that were spoken to as part of the Law Commission's consultation, are absolutely clear that they are carrying this baby for the benefit of another family, to enable them to have a child that they so desperately want. And, you know, there's this misconception, I think, that there's always a, you know, that, that surrogates are giving away their child. And in actual fact, the feedback we have from surrogates, certainly through the Law Commission's report, is that they have no desire to keep that child. They have no desire to be that child's legal parent. But the current legal framework makes the surrogate that child's legal mother until the intended parents do something about that. And what they have to do is apply for a parental order. And that's one of the things that we're looking to have reformed, to make sure that the intended parents actually become the legal parents at a much earlier point.
All right. So that would stop that happening then?
Yeah. It's proposed that the surrogate would have a defined period after the child is born to be able to object to that legal status of legal parenthood. But yes, the default position would be that the intended parents are the legal parents, which is quite different to the current situation where the surrogate and, if relevant, her husband or civil partner is also that child's legal parent until somebody does something about that to change that situation.
Oh, right. OK. And also, what is your view about the change in the divorce laws? Is that, how does that affect your job?
It doesn't at the moment because it hasn't come in, but there has been huge campaign to change divorce law so that there's not this system that we're stuck with at the moment that means somebody is pointing the finger at somebody else. I'm all for a change in that respect. Divorce is a very difficult process for most people, and to have it starting off with somebody pointing the finger and saying, it's your fault we're in this situation, doesn't help. Ultimately, it's usually a sad situation for most people, and where the attention needs to be focused is sorting out the financial arrangements and making sure that the children are okay, rather than us spending too much time pointing the finger at whose fault it is that they're in that situation.
So really, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And I was interested to see that your Legal 500 UK Guide recommended lawyer.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Yes.
So is that, how did that come about? Were you nominated? Or
The legal profession has two main directories. It's Legal 500 and Chambers. And those two directories work with law firms, and they gather references either through clients or professional contacts that we have, so barristers, and they will take feedback on us as individual lawyers and then rank you as an individual, and they also rank you as a department. And I'm proud to say that not only am I a recommended lawyer within that guide, many of us in the family team at Mondays are, and the family department at Mondays is also ranked as top tier in the southeast sector.
Yes, I see that. That's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. When did that happen? Is that this year?
No, we've held that title for many, many years, actually.
My goodness. Well, congratulations. It's fantastic. And you say that you deal with complex private law children disputes. Could you clarify, what do you mean by that? Do you mean where one partner won't allow access to the other to see the children? Or?
Certainly that sort of scenario does arise, but the more complicated children cases involve issues, or can involve issues, such as parental alienation. There's a lot in the press about parental alienation at the moment, where you have one parent speaking badly of the other parent to try to coach the child away from that parent so that that relationship then diminishes. So that can be an added layer of complexity. You may also have a case where there are international elements. So if somebody's making an application to the court to remove that child from this jurisdiction because they wish to live in another country with them, there could be elements of abuse or alcoholism, drug use, things like that, sort of add an extra layer of complexity in children cases.
So something like that could go on for years, potentially.
It could do.
Yes.
It could do.
And also, I was interested to see that Mondays is a Stonewall diversity champion firm.
We are.
That's very interesting. What does that mean exactly?
Well, Stonewall are a charity that campaign for the rights of LGBT the LGBT community. And at Mondays, we're a very inclusive firm. I myself am part of the LGBT community. I'm very proud of that. And it's an association that we were keen to establish. And it really just represents our inclusivity and our approach to LGBT issues.
Okay, and also you're part of a two-mum family.
I am.
Yes.
I am. My wife and I have two lovely boys together. And that's another layer I can bring to the modern families work that I do. I have some personal experience of using clinics. We had to use a donor in order to have our sons. And so I feel that I'm able to bring that extra layer of sensitivity to those sorts of issues, and feedback I've had from clients in relation to those sorts of issues has been positive. They like that I can bring that to the table.
Well, of course, you've had your own personal experience.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so how do you juggle your time then? Because you have a very demanding job, obviously, and you have a young family. So
do you have
any tips for our listeners? I asked one of the earlier guests this, so I wonder what your take on it was.
Well, I consider myself very lucky. I have a wonderful wife. I also have a wonderful family around me who help look after our boys while we are both working. She's a lawyer as well, so we're both very busy. But I'm very fortunate to work for a firm who support me in working part-time. They're very flexible, and I have a fantastic team within the department. There are two junior members of the team who work alongside me, and they're able to support my work when I'm not there. So a mixture of those different things, I think.
But do you have any tips, though, on how to juggle your time?
Oh, I think being extra organised. I'm certainly much more efficient than I ever used to be. So you can squeeze everything in. And look after yourself, really. Make sure there's a little bit of time for you at some point as well.
And anyone just starting out the divorce process, any advice there?
I would take early legal advice, but I suppose I would say that, wouldn't I? I have lost count of the number of cases where people come to me and they have done their best to sort it out themselves, and I don't blame them for doing that. But unfortunately, there are errors that can be made quite early on. So it's worth having a quick chat with a family law specialist. If you choose somebody who is also a member of Resolution, which is the national organisation that I belong to and all of the family team at Mondays belong to, then you should get yourself some good quality legal advice early on.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much, Rachel, for coming and talking to us. Would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yes, it's www.mondays.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.